Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, federal, state, and local law enforcement officials say they've disrupted and dismantled one of the biggest fentanyl distribution rings ever seen in Massachusetts. 200 police and federal agents conducted an early morning sweep of Lawrence, taking aim at what's being called a pipeline of poison. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Police intercepts of phone calls among the 30 or so people charged in the federal indictment show they knew just how potent their product was. Fentanyl is 50 times more deadly than heroin. In the phone calls, defendants identify their narcotic called blue fentanyl as, quote, the one that's killing people. Acting U.S. Attorney William Weinreb.
The calls in question were the leaders of the organization discussing how many times, by what percentage they needed to dilute it, over 90%, in order to prevent it from causing overdose deaths.
On a tape-recorded call, one of the alleged drug suppliers chuckles, "The blue one is good, but it kills a lot of people." Three organizations were running the product by car and foot, across into New Hampshire and through the Merrimack Valley, says the indictment. According to Homeland Security investigations, 16 of the 30 who are charged are in the country illegally, and five of them are back in the country after being previously deported. Michael Ferguson of the DEA says the focus is on the crime of deadly drug trafficking.
If anything could be likened to a weapon of mass destruction, in what it does to a community, it's fentanyl.
Part of the early morning take was 2 kilos of fentanyl, say officials. Enough doses to put 8,000 addicts somewhere between a near-death drug high and death itself. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.